USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, a bill President Trump had threatened to veto. The president said he would reject the defense policy measure unless it contained a repeal of Section 230, a provision in the Communications Decency Act that shields social media companies from liability for the content posted on their sites. The 335-78 vote represents a veto-proof margin should the president decide to reject the bill. That now goes on to the U.S. Senate. And the Supreme Court has refused to hear a lawsuit from Pennsylvania Republicans seeking to decertify the results of the presidential election in that state. The court's order was unsigned and issued without any noted dissents or comments from any of the justices. The order comes as the state of Texas has asked the court to throw out the results of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The suit filed Tuesday argues that the changes those states made to mail-in voting were unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A former Florida health official had her home raided by police. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a prominent cybersecurity firm said Tuesday it was the victim of what it's calling a state-sponsored cyber attack. FireEye says that intruders stole some of the tools they use to test for vulnerabilities in its customers' networks. FireEye hasn't named any country as a possible suspect in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Many renters across the country could be in serious trouble when a federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of the year. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Nearly 12 million renters owe an average of $5,800 in back rent and utilities by January. That's according to a new report from Moody's Analytics. But the financial pinch could get worse for those renters as the federal eviction moratorium expires at the end of the year. On top of this, many governors and mayors across the country have shut down on major sectors of the economy, leaving millions unemployed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upward and that the Wolverines would not be able to field a full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. And Mount Everest has had a small growth spurt that has ended a years-long dispute between China and Nepal. The two nations announced the final result of a painstaking new survey of the world's tallest mountain, showing the summit stands 29,031 feet above sea level, about 2 feet taller than previously recorded. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.